Proclamation number 3704, dated the March 5th, 1946. Spiritual rebirth. Spiritual rebirth is the human being's objective on earth. Otherwise the soul will also be without life when the body dies. But since it is immortal, it cannot entirely fade away. Spiritual rebirth means life for the soul. But life for the soul without spiritual rebirth is impossible. However, the human being will be spiritually reborn when he seeks contact with the spiritual realm of his own accord. The human soul is no longer content with the body's life, but it cannot find fulfillment of its desire in the earthly world either, and aspires towards the realm to which it really belongs. And depending on the sincerity of its will, the human being will be reborn sooner or later. Kind-hearted activity is absolutely necessary for the attainment of spiritual rebirth, since this revives the person's spirit. Through actions of love, the dormant spiritual spark within the soul unites with the eternal Father Spirit. It becomes active, and activity is life. If, by his deeds of love, the human being gives the spiritual spark within himself the opportunity to become active, he will have become spiritually reborn and can no longer descend into the state of death. Once the spirit is awakened, it will never disregard him. It will constantly influence its surrounding shell, i.e., the spirit will influence the soul and through it also the human being's body, urging him into kind-hearted actions and thereby advancing the soul's higher development. Spiritual rebirth cannot be intellectually achieved, neither will nor words can make it happen. Only a will that is put into action results in it, and these actions need to be deeds of unselfish love for other people. A person's spirit will only come alive through love. It will only move into action through deeds of love, and thus only through love can the soul achieve eternal life, which is the consequence of spiritual rebirth. But anyone who has love also lives in constant contact with the eternal love, and thus the eternal Father Spirit will also constantly influence the spiritual spark in the human being. Eternal love will draw to itself what is striving to shape itself into love. And then there will be no more death for the soul. Then there will only be life, i.e., uninterrupted activity in strength and light. Then the shackle of death has been removed. Then death has been conquered. Hence a spiritually reborn person will never fear his body's death, because his soul knows the transience of all earthly things as well as the immortality of everything in the spiritual realm. It does not fear its earthly death because its eternal life is guaranteed. It does not merely believe in the soul's life after the death of the body, but it has become certain of it, because it is instructed by the revived spirit. Because the knowledge it receives from the spirit results in profound conviction. Hence its faith has become unwavering, because it carries the evidence within itself, the awakened spirit, which is part of the eternal Father Spirit. A spiritually reborn human being has no further doubt in regards to spiritual knowledge, because the working of the spirit within him also includes ever-increasing understanding, recognition of the eternal deity in his reign and activity, as well as the knowledge of God's eternal plan of salvation. His imparted knowledge is not mere faith, since the wisdom of what is presented to him is so self-evident in the eyes of the spiritually reborn person that he needs no further evidence, but he is fully convinced of its truth, which he can now call his own mental concept, because his heart and intellect have absorbed it. Therefore the spiritually reborn person need no longer search. Through love he has found what he was looking for. Thus love is the key to wisdom, and wisdom is knowledge which corresponds to truth, which emanates from and leads back to the spiritual kingdom. However, a human being can only be reborn in spirit if his soul ignores the body and merely strives to bring the spirit to life who, thus, even if unaware of success, relinquishes what the body desires of his own accord, in order to give it to those who suffer hardship and are in need of spiritual or worldly help. Giving away worldly goods for the sake of selfless love will bring him spiritual wealth. However, distributing spiritual wealth will result in immense growth within himself, because God's Spirit can then work in the human being without restriction. He will give truth, which signifies eternal life. Life, however, is uninterrupted activity. The spiritually reborn person can no longer be inactive, but will then diligently work for the kingdom of God. He will take part in Christ's act of salvation for erring souls on earth, because the Spirit in him does not rest. Like his eternal Father Spirit, it is always and forever active. And thus spiritual rebirth will always result in the human being feeling urged to work for the spiritual kingdom. He will take little notice of worldly life but keep his attention constantly focused on spiritual life in the knowledge of its importance and in the desire to help where understanding is lacking. Because the spiritually reborn person knows of the darkness on earth, of the lack of strength in people who attach too much importance to worldly life. He knows of the soul's hardship, of their spiritual death even on earth and one day in eternity, where they are far more conscious of their helpless state, where it is an agonizing state for them and the soul can no longer be helped if it continues to reject all advice as it had done on earth. The spiritually reborn human being is aware of his mission and will follow it with love and eagerness. He radiates light, and good for him who is not offended by this light, good for him who takes notice of the person who wants to bring him light, who seeks to awaken him into life too. Spiritual rebirth can be recognized by everyone who is spiritually oriented, because true wisdom is recognizable by every willing person, because where there is will the Spirit's strength gets activated. Let your spirit come to life and you will have reached the goal on earth which you were given in the beginning. As soon as the soul detaches itself from the body, you will enter the spiritual kingdom with a wealth of strength and knowledge, and all you will leave behind is immature matter which has not yet spiritualized itself on earth. But you yourselves will enter the realm of the blissful spirits in a free state and nothing will deter you from actively forming and creating, for the love in you will prompt you to do so and cause a state of bliss in you which you are unable to comprehend on earth. Because you will be able to unite with the eternal Father Spirit who will draw his children to himself with burning love to make them eternally happy. Amen.